Back together again, you and I chatting it up Monday style, March 30th, 2026, right here on Connecticut Today. I kicked off a new week asking listeners about any effects, good or bad, they think might take place from the third round of No Kings rallies held around the state the previous weekend.
You know, there are certain axioms in life. You've heard those axioms, right, all the time. The only things certain in life are death and taxes and all those things we were told over the years. Well, you know what was reaffirmed over the weekend? I'm sorry, but one of the greatest feelings on the planet is when Duke loses. There's just because they're a blue blood, and Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina, I get it. You could consider UConn a blue blood now, but can I tell you something? And I had a relative of mine, one of my cousin's sons, went to Duke. He loved it. His mom and dad and their parents, their in-laws and everything, they love that place. And, yeah, it's a great university. The Duke family starting it, but and I guess it was oil money or whatever. It's a highly achieved academic institution. But take that, Christian Laettner. Anyway, how are you? A little bit of a late start today. Had a little personal thing pop up this morning. All is good. Trust me. Quick visit to the medical facility and everything is fine. All right, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Better part of the 2 hours remaining in this edition of our program today. And thanks for my buddy, my pal, Eric Erickson, for filling in especially for me. No, that was part of Eric's show. Love Eric Erickson, 10 to 1. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., right after Eric Erickson, right after some of the good moments from the Lisa Wexler Show and Melissa in the Morning. All right, so let's start with this, and I constantly think of this. I thought of this in round one, and I thought of this in round two, and I asked this with all sincerity from over the weekend. We had round three of the No Kings marches and rallies all over the state of Connecticut. I probably could find a list and pull one up. But if you knew of one, you probably went to it, or you drove by, or you gave thumbs up. Some of you might have given the middle finger. You know, whatever it is, I get it, I understand it. And I have always been consistent here about the right to peaceful protest. I don't get, and by all reports, I mean, there were some knuckleheads in Portland and some knuckleheads in L.A., whatever. You know, in a country of 340 million people, you're always going to have 0.000% of knuckleheads. I get it. But the vast majority of it was peaceful, and that was wonderful. Okay, so here's my question now. What's next? And everybody can go and protest. And if you're like Chris Murphy, not be in Connecticut, I guess, and go hang out with Jimmy Kimmel, the guy who hates plumbers. I'm getting roasted for that online, too. Well, you know, Mark Wayne Mullen was a plumber. I said, Jesus H, that's not the issue. But we'll get to that momentarily. So, okay, all you folks that may have liked what you saw, there's protests and everything. That's fine. I get it. Yeah, there may have been a million people or 2 or 3 million people. Well, okay, 40-something million people voted against Donald Trump. And I know I'm going to get accused of, well, you're defending your guy. No, I'm not defending anybody. I'm looking at the political realities of this. Okay, round one said you thought Trump was going to become a king, and apparently he still didn't do that yet. Round two came up. Oh, Trump's going to be a king. Well, I don't think so. And he always sends out those posts on Truth Social. Look how effective you people were. There are no kings. I don't see them. And you have to laugh. And I'm not laughing at people protesting. That's not it. But is this the only thing either the statewide Democratic Party has here in Connecticut or the National Democratic Party? Where are the policies? Where are the policies? As bad as Trump is, as loathsome as a lot of people think in America, including a lot of Republicans and conservatives, guess what? A recent poll showed the GOP still has massive leads on border control, on immigration, and on law enforcement. You know where that comes from? Donald John Trump. And the fact that the once great party of FDR and of JFK and Harry Truman and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, they're in 6 inches of mud. They can't get their wheels loose, for God's sake. So these wonderful gatherings of people who get together, and I'm all for them because, A, they're peaceful. B, I'm sure a lot of vendors made money. So there's President Trump, even if you hate him, generating cash, right? And, you know, puffing out paychecks. I'm sure all over Connecticut and all over the country, you had police, fire, EMT, maybe National Guard, whatever, just to be there. That was all OT on the weekend. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Some states have followed the White House lead, and they're not taxing overtime anymore. Not Connecticut. All right, but that's where we're going to start today because, you know, we have a short show today, two-hour show, and I want to get in as many topics as I can here at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. And our question of the day today, facebook.com / voice of CT, question of the day, right, I posted right below a photo of Bill Raftery on CBS after that UConn shot went through. So what are your thoughts after the third round of No Kings protests in Connecticut and around the country this past weekend? You tell me. Funny, poignant, serious, no obscenities here. Well, you will not get them on the air. But what do you think here? If you're a card-carrying hater of Donald Trump, that's fine. God bless you. That's what America's all about. If you're a firm MAGA person, if you're kind of in the middle, if you don't quite get what's going on here, you tell me. 203-333-9422. Again, we start with a basic question. And I purposely said, did you like the No Kings? Did not say, rather, did you like No Kings or did you not? No. What are your thoughts? Seriously, I want more than a yes and no on this. Will these be effective? Maybe they will. Hey, you know what? If nothing else, this is free campaign stuff. It is. Now, the Republicans are going to try to do something interesting. They're going to have a midterm convention. We'll talk about that coming up straight ahead. But you tell me. Come on. The water's fine. Come on in. Again, lots of chlorine in the water here on Connecticut today. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. And coming up, if you... I'm sorry. I don't mean to be pedantic here. Coming up, I'll tell you what. We'll do this 3:20. We'll do this after the 4:20. We'll do this after the news at the bottom of the hour. Ned Lamont, reggae singer. Yes, if you haven't heard this, it's coming up. Ned, I'm not kidding you. I am not joking, man. Ned Lamont channeling the late great Bob Marley. I wonder if now, I didn't see any pictures of this. Chris sent this to me and said, hey, you may want to use this. Okay. So Ned Lamont channels Bob Marley right after the news. I promise. I've listened to it. It said, oh, I said, oh, this one is getting played. 203-333-9422. So what do you think after the No Kings rallies / marches / whatever? Listen, I love people that, honestly, I do. If 2 million people got out over the, which they basically did, and said, we hate Trump, I'm like, well, that's good. Can't do that in a lot of countries. Look at Iran. What's going on there right now? You know, people forget, well, you know, we should leave those Iranians alone. And listen, this is a separate discussion. By any length of expert you hear, the last time people in Iran a few months ago tried to do what you people did, many of you, all over Connecticut, did over the weekend, they were killed. About 30,000, mostly young people who want to breathe free of the scumdog mullahs in there, were gunned down simply because they did what tried to do or did on the weekend. And no, Trump's not taking that away. Stop that. stop that. You keep saying that, I'm going to tell you two things. You're getting bad weed and push away from the TDS buffet. Bob in Fairfield leads us off today. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, Bob. What's on your mind?
Well, I did not see or participate in any of the No Kings rally.
Okay.
This may get a little bit deep into the woods for you or some of your listeners.
All right.
Two constitutions, the original, the Constitution IV, the second one, the Constitution of.
All right.
The original one has a 13th Amendment, which states very clearly that nobody of foreign title or nobility can hold public office.
Okay.
That means that if you can use Esquire, Barrister, or Magistrate, in other words, if you're a member of the bar,
sure,
you cannot hold public office within the country.
Yeah.
Now, all the current bar members are holding office not within the country, but within the United States Federal Corporation.
Yeah.
The distinction came in 1871.
Okay.
So I can't help but wonder how many of these people that were doing the No Kings protest, are they aware of the original 13th Amendment? Are they trying to bring the No Titles and Nobilities Act back, which would mean restoring the original Constitution?
Yeah. You know, Bob, thank you for the call, my friend. Appreciate it, Bob, there in Fairfield. Bob, that is very heady stuff, and I don't deny that you're probably spot on with that. Because the beautiful thing about the Constitution, Bob, and thank you for the call, the beautiful thing about the Constitution and even the Declaration of Independence, there's five key documents in America, and only one person's name, I believe, appears on all five of those. You know who that is? Roger Sherman of New Haven. He had a hell of a theater downtown at one time. You old-time New Haven people, my mom and dad used to say, yeah, we used to go to the Roger Sherman. Okay, Mom, that's all right. I'm going to leave now. The nurse will be in here. Love you, Mom. But no, Bob, thank you. There's so much. My point here is I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that, like the type of stuff that Bob brings up, that not even a lot of common people know. So did this have to do with nobility or whatever? I don't know. I don't know. But here's the bottom line. We still don't have a king. Yeah, Trump battles and everything, and there's a new book out that says the reason he does this is because if he wants something, his personality says, well, I'm just going to do it with a sledgehammer. We talked about this all the time. It's not anything, you know, particular to me, but it's, what do I say, better a scalpel, I think, with small cuts than a sledgehammer, but that's not the way he works. It's not the way he thinks. And again, remember, my point is that if the election were held today, he would still, his base is not going anywhere. Even the people that hate him admit it. So that means he's going to start, well, not him, but whomever runs and takes over his mantle in post-2026 into 2028, they're going to start with four. They may start with more because Trump is still at 38, 39, 40, 42%. Could you imagine if it is Marco Rubio or if it is J.D. Vance? A lot of ladies like J.D. Vance, by the way. Trust me. Ask a female you trust. Say, sans the politics. Ladies, what do you think of J.D. Vance? And you'll get one of two responses I have found. The beard and or the blue eyes. I'm just saying. But having said that, when is the Democrats' policy, when are their policies going to change or reflect answers? Listen, a lot of people were attracted to, and apparently still are, to Trump's crime claims and policies and the border and immigration. Because the GOP has 20 and 30 point leads on those. According to the last NBC News poll that came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and everybody was in full uh-oh mode. So that's my point. What did you think of the weekend protest, July, and what's missing? What's missing? Is Chris Murphy going to articulate something that's going to swing the pendulum? J.B. Pritzker in Illinois? AOC? I don't know. You tell me. So again, kudos to the folks who got out and they made nice signs and it was a nice day. But in the end, you need policy.